Donald Trump, I always denounce white supremacists. By Charlie Spiring on September 30, 2020. President Donald Trump on Wednesday repeated that he condemned white supremacy after reporters asked him about it after the first presidential debate. "Mr. President, white supremacists, they clearly love you and support you. Do you welcome that? We're talking about white supremacists, sir, do you denounce that?" one reporter asked. "I always denounce any form of any of that," Trump replied. "You have to denounce." The president commented to reporters as he left the White House on Wednesday afternoon for campaign events in Minnesota. Leftist Democrats and corporate media accused President Trump of refusing to condemn white supremacy during the presidential debate. Even though he replied, "Sure and sure I'm willing to do that," when prompted by debate moderator Fox News host Chris Wallace to do so. Biden pointedly condemned the right-wing group Proud Boys and also white supremacists on Wednesday afternoon. "My message to the Proud Boys and every other white supremacist group is, cease and desist. That's not who we are. That's not who we are as Americans," he said. The president has repeatedly condemned white supremacy, even though his opponents continue to use it as a cudgel against his campaign. "Racism is evil and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups," Trump said, 2 days after the violent clashes in Charlottesville, Virginia. In 2019, President Trump also condemned it after shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. "In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy," he said. "These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul." In 2016, President Trump also condemned white supremacists such as David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan during a Republican primary debate. Wallace was also the moderator at the time.